It's time now for the Business Spotlight. It's brought to you today by SIU Family Medicine. Dr. Asiya Muhammad is here with us, and we're talking about a very important, maybe the most important subject these days, and that, of course, is once again the COVID vaccine. Straight information and trying to put to rest some of the misinformation about the vaccine. Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time. I want to start with what is now an obvious point to everyone. The vaccine doesn't necessarily mean you can't or won't get COVID, but it's still very important.
Yes, I completely agree, and I appreciate you highlighting that point. I think COVID overall is such an overwhelming topic for some people to think about, to talk about. Everyone has their own experience with it as well. So we have seen that with the vaccination, though, people are not getting as sick. If we recall when COVID started, we were talking about people ending up on ventilators because of breathing difficulties and all of that. So fortunately, those that are vaccinated have a significantly less rate of that happening, even if they do contract COVID.
Of course, as we're speaking, we're in the middle of a record surge of COVID cases here in our community. We've seen record high hospitalizations of people with COVID. And some folks who haven't gotten the vaccine yet might be thinking to themselves, well, gosh, is it really necessary now the way this is sweeping through? Why would I even bother? Is it still a good idea to get it? Is there enough time for it to do any good amid this current wave?
Yes, I think that's one of the strongest tools that we have in our arsenal is a vaccine to prevent people from getting sick and dying from COVID. I often tell patients that the purpose of the vaccines in general, not only COVID, but flu as well, is not to prevent you from getting the illness, it's to prevent you from dying from the illness. And so I think it's really important for people to, of course, talk to their personal physicians, family members, primary care doctors, get all the information that they need that is relevant to them to make that determination of whether or not the vaccine is appropriate for them. But in most cases, it is. And that is one of the strongest tools that we have in our arsenal. And we do have plenty of vaccination sites, plenty of vaccines available at this point. So in terms of the time frame, it takes about 2 weeks in order for you to have some level of immunity after you get the vaccine. We talk about hand hygiene and masks, double masking even. And I think those are the things that you can do to prevent yourself from contracting the contracting COVID after you've been vaccinated in that 2 week window while you're waiting for your immunity to build up. So while it seems like it's almost inevitable at this point with the way the numbers are for those individuals that are contracting COVID, it is astronomical. I think it is still very, very, very important to get vaccinated if you have not done so already.
Yeah, it should be noted those other tactics like masks and distancing also help you avoid other respiratory illnesses that are pretty prevalent this time of year as well. You know, doctor, another thing that we hear though from people is, and I've already had COVID, and we of course have had thousands of cases here in our community. So if someone has had it, has that supported natural immunity from it, do they still need the vaccine?
They do. And I think this is an evolving science for us. Unfortunately, we don't know how much protection people have after contracting COVID and developing a little bit of that, what we call natural immunity. Some people have a varied amount of time and there's no real good way for us to test in order to be able to say, hey, you do have some natural immunity and that will carry over for so long. So we still do recommend that people that had the COVID illness themselves do still get vaccinated. I believe that there have been some studies that have showed that after you get COVID, if you get vaccinated, you have almost a, this is a not really a scientific way of saying it, but double immunity. So having COVID and then getting the vaccine protects you for a little bit of a longer period of time from certain studies that have been released recently.
Dr. Asiya Muhammad is here with this SIU Family Medicine as we're talking about the COVID vaccine. The flip side of that coin is that after you've gotten the vaccine, how long do you have that full protection that comes along with it? We know that we're already hearing recommendations for boosters. There may be a call for additional boosters at some point down the road. But generally speaking, how long does the protection from the vaccination last?
So if you look at the guidelines, it kind of corresponds with what we think is the level of immunity based on the science and the antibodies that have been looked at. So if you think of the vaccines in which you get two doses like Pfizer or Moderna, you get your first dose and then 28 days later, you get your second dose. So during that 28-day period is when theoretically that immunity wanes a little bit and that's why you get that second dose. And then 6 months later is what we're thinking in terms of the time frame of when you need that booster shot. And the reason for that booster, once again, is because there has been some evidence that shows you do get a little bit of waning immunity there. In terms of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, since that is one dose, boosters are recommended 2 months after that dose. And the efficacy is not quite as high as for the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines. So that's why the booster is recommended at that 2 month period for those of us that have gotten the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
And some of these timelines may vary as well if someone is immunocompromised. I understand that there have been some calls for even a fourth shot for people with those sorts of conditions. And we're still, I guess, learning more about how much we may have to continue to try to boost people and build immunity through the shots.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's probably the most important reason why it's so important to have a conversation with your primary care physician, your specialists, if you see them, because then they'll be able to advise you on what's appropriate for you. Those of us that are immunocompromised don't have the ability to build up immunity to these illnesses through the vaccine like those of us that don't have those illnesses do. And if you're on medications that affect your immune system, things like prednisone, things like those also can affect your immune system as well, which would affect how you respond to the vaccine. So yes, that is why we also have that call for the fourth dose.
And as we've been talking about, again, the vaccination certainly greatly improves your odds of not becoming seriously ill, not winding up in the hospital. The even better news is that these vaccines, they're free, they're readily available. But how does one go about finding a COVID-19 vaccination site and taking advantage of that?
That's an excellent question. So vaccines, vaccines.gov is where you can find a vaccination site close to you. Of course, our local pharmacies, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Hy-Vee, Meijer, I believe, all of those places also have vaccines readily available. The other option is going through Sangamon County Department of Public Health. You can also text your zip code to 438-829. And those will also give you vaccination sites closer to you also.
That again, 438-829. Text your zip code to that and you'll get a response then with information about vaccination sites. Also, the County Department of Public Health, scdph.org. You can also reach out to SIU Family Medicine for more information about COVID-19 and the COVID vaccine. And doctor, how do people do that?
So we are at 217-545-8000 for our clinic. And SIU Center for Family and Community Medicine is right on 4th and Carpenter. Please stop by. Let us know what we can do to help you.
An important conversation today. Dr. Asiyah Muhammad, thank you for joining us here with the SAU Center for Family Medicine here in the Business Spotlight on the WMAY News Feed.